Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:31 on a Friday morning. It's Cambridge Breakfast, and we are joined by Jamie Mountford.
Hey, up, here we go again.
I know. You had to get you out of bed a bit earlier this morning.
Oh,
what time did you finish in the kitchen last night?
Well, I'm on holiday this week, so I just stayed in the pub and just said I was at work.
Oh, that's really what you've done.
Pubs, yes.
Big mistake, Jamie.
Yes, I remember going to pubs.
I honestly can't wait for... don't want to sound crazy, but I'm very much looking forward to 3 extremely large glasses of wine this evening.
Oh, is it planned out? So that's, you're taking your weekly quota in one go.
Yeah.
Although, actually, we'll come to another time.
Yes, anyway, another time.
And then you've got cocktails this weekend, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah.
True.
And I saw a video.
Yeah, cocktails.
Not too bad this week.
No, it's sort of okay. One has to take it easy in our old age. Jamie is here and is going to be here every Friday with a little look at things to talk about in the food and drink scene. But it's the bank holiday is ahead, which means we're looking forward to a forecast possibly of rain on Monday afternoon. But we want to have a nice picnic. So what might we consider packing in that?
Well, you can do a smoked salmon scotch egg, which I would do with a quail's egg. Get the quail water, rapid boil, get it going really fast. Then drop your quail's eggs for 2 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay, 2 minutes, 40 seconds.
Two minutes, 40 to 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then refresh it in ice cold water, peel it down.
Yeah.
Get your smoked salmon, blitz it, put it on a food processor. With some cream, and so you make it like a mousse, then you wrap that around your egg and then breadcrumb it, and then you deep fry it, and it's lovely.
Have you got a quick tip on how to peel a quail's egg, because they are tiny?
Yeah, they're quite hard work.
Yeah,
so what you could do is put them into white wine vinegar. Acidity will
break. So you drop them in?
Yeah, you drop them in, leave them for about 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Not too long, otherwise it pickles.
Right.
And then, you just take it out and then just straight off.
It just cracks off much easier.
It just cracks off and it comes straight off.
Does that work for ordinary eggs as well?
Once no, I wouldn't recommend
we just use hens in my house, so obviously Lucy's upgraded the quails.
I think hens' eggs are just fine as they are, really. I've seen somebody, you drop them in vinegar before, and she's like, what are you doing? Just use your initiative.
Just give them a quick tap, roll.
Yeah, give them a quick tap, roll. Blow them out. Away to go. Looking for them all over the floor, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But other than that, I did a focaccia not long ago, if you can remember.
I do remember. That was very nice.
That's delicious.
Homemade focaccia. Stuff it with some parma ham, mozzarella, spinach, red pepper Kool-Aid, some caramelised onion. Away you go, really. And tear and share. You know, if you're having a picnic, you're out with your friends, family.
Yeah.
And I did a massive one, if you can remember, Julian, and I think you shared it with your mother, didn't you?
Mum benefited from that. She was very happy when she got that. She's probably listening now in the hope that I'll bring another one round to her later. But that's sorry,
you bring her a croissant.
I could bring her a croissant, yes.
And then also pork pie with some piccalilli, you know.
Yes.
So, a bit of, piccalilli is basically cauliflower that's been sweated for about 24 hours, bit of salt on there, just leave it.
So how would you do that then? Because for me, you have stuff in the jar, obviously, but much nicer if you make it for yourself.
Yeah,
well, so you chop up your cauliflower, so that's the starting point then, obviously.
And then you put salt on it, and what the salt does is brings out the moisture from the cauliflower, and it kind of like, it's curing it.
Yeah.
So you leave it out in the kitchen overnight, and then you come back to it, you get some corn flour, some English mustard, and you kind of make a roux like you would with a white sauce, and then you add white wine vinegar to that. So you're making kind of like a bechamel sauce, but with these different ingredients.
Weird.
It's kind of like...
So it's less creamy, more tangy.
Yeah, very. And then you're adding cucumber or some chopped peppers for colour and a bit of flavour, and away you go, really. It's all there, ready to go. Just, I'd recommend rinsing the salt off as well after it's been curing.
That's a good tip. I would not have done that otherwise.
Yeah.
Rinsing the salt off. So is that so you don't get all of Gus suddenly get a bit of salt in one go?
A mouthful of salt, yeah.
Yeah.
And what you will also notice is there's going to be quite a bit of moisture in the bottom of the mixing bowl once you've cured it overnight, really. So, yeah, they're definitely worth making it yourself. I can't stand the stuff in the jars.
No, I don't find the colour appealing at all.
No.
It's way too...
The colour looks like it's come out of a children's paint
it's
set, really, doesn't
scary
it?
Stuff.
It's kind of the problem with it.
Description, though, I like that. But if you make it yourself, you get that bright, vibrant colour. And, you know, for me as a chef, when you're plating up, you want those colours on the plate, really. But
Plating up. That's chef speak for putting things on a plate, isn't it?
I guess you could say that. I do like to think of myself as a chef sometimes. But, yeah, that's what's going on. I think... you know, drinks to do with it. We did a Ely gin last week, and some of our drinks are fantastic range, especially the tonic waters. This, I didn't realise there were so many tonic waters out
there. Yeah, that's a real market expansion recently. We were talking about that as well on Tuesday, weren't we?
When we went to Hidden Rooms to chat with Marcus Deves about the Cambridge Cocktail Weekend, we looked at the gins, nice selection, and then we looked for the tonics. Yep. He only stocks the one, and no.
His
reasoning is very logical, because you're wanting to bring out the flavour of the gin and not the flavour of the tonic. So therefore, if you have a regular tonic, he has a well-known, established British/American brand, and he has a classic version of from that brand, but that is the only one he has, because then if you switch from, I don't know, Beefeater to Gordon's to Tanqueray and to Pinkster, it doesn't matter. You are tasting the difference in the gin and not the difference in the tonic, because all of a sudden you've got elderflower or Mediterranean.
My opinion is,
go on, Jamie. We knew you'd have an opinion.
Are you not going to like marry something up? You know, it's like me putting a steak on a plate and saying I'm not going to put any red wine, onion, or chips or anything with that. You know, so why would you not play with the flavors and marry things up? You know, Mother Nature's there to marry things up with.
But I like the gin having the flavor. I don't need the tonic to have the flavor. For me, your analogy there, the steak is the gin.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the
so
gin.
So you're quite
steak.
Happy. You come to my restaurant and you say, I want a steak, and I go, there you go, bang. Just,
to be honest,
just
I don't really like steak. All right. So.
Chicken breast. How about a bit of chicken? Or pizza, that's Italian, isn't it?
Sandwiches. If you're going out for a day, if you are planning a picnic on Bank Holiday Monday, it can be a bit frantic. You know, you've got the kids who are all busy arguing, and you've got this happening and that happening. You'd much rather make the sandwiches the night before, wouldn't you, and slip them in the fridge? Or should you?
I would recommend you make them fresh just before you go, because what you can find is that you make them up the night before, and if you've got some sort of moisture going on, like the wet mozzarella or some jarred peppers in there, or your pesto, so to speak, the oil from the pesto is going to leak through the sandwich, is going to make the bread itself soggy.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend it before you went, really. If you really have to, I'd probably recommend a baguette, because it's got a nice crusty outside.
A certain French person who is in the studio at the moment will hear
flying
from shortly.
The flag there.
You recommend
morning.
A baguette?
I've never been happier in my life than this morning. Oh my God, food and wine.
The baguette under one
perfect.
Arm, small dog under the other. It's just a bit like being in France.
Nice coffee, perfect.
It's a new dawn.
Isn't it just? Okay, that's sort of sorted that one then. Thank you, Jamie. We'll hear a little bit more from you before 9 o'clock. I should mention, if anybody does have any chef type queries from time to time, we'll be happy to answer them here. You know how to get in touch. Text 07919 070490. Or if you want to save something up for the next time Jamie is in, breakfast at cambridge105.co.uk. It's 20 to 9.